Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
God has given His Word, and when you speak His Word, you're speaking power. You're wielding the sword of the Spirit. We are in a battle, and speaking God's Word is your weapon. It's the only weapon that you need.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak, speak, speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, God Knows My Name.
Speak the Word.
In Psalms 14:1 in the English Standard Version, it says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. I still can't get my head wrapped around that. I mean, there's evidence everywhere you look. I mean, you can't look anywhere that you don't see the evidence of God around us. Praise God. It says in 1 Corinthians 8:6, he said, yet for us, he says, there is only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things, not some things, but all things. God will not tolerate human pride. So he chooses people who have nothing to brag about. And God is my witness, I have nothing to brag about. Everything that I am and everything I have is only by the grace of God, my Father. It says here in Luke 19:10, it said, the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. In John 12:46, it said, I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. In 1 John 3:8, it says, another reason he came was to destroy the works of the devil. And you know, and that's really what we're trying to do today through the spoken word of God. For the Bible says, how can they hear unless there's a preacher? So we have apostles and teachers and prophets, but you know, we're all following the Spirit. Friends, God wants everybody saved. He wants you rescued from Satan, and he is rounding up. I really, truly believe that God is rounding up his children for these end days. In 1 Peter 2:9, in the Message Bible, it says, but you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work. And that's all we are, brothers and sisters. We're instruments to do God's work and to speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he's made in your life. For nothing, he's brought you from nothing to something, from rejection to acceptance. It took a long time for me to accept Jesus as my Lord, because the devil filled me with so many of his lies, and I fell for every one of them, lock, stock, and barrel. You know, I do not have time to tell you today how my life has changed since I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But I do have a daughter, a husband here, and a daughter here that know the change that's been in my life, because she's known me both ways. And I believe that she can testify that I'm not the same person that I used to be. And I'm so thankful for that. I take no credit for that. But I will say this, he has brought me from a widow living on a fixed income to where I am today. Everything that I could ever imagine, far beyond what I could imagine, dream, think, God has brought me there. But I also would like to throw this in. When I said that he brought me from a widow living on a fixed income, he was only able to do this because of my way of thinking. As it says in Romans 4:17, by calling those things that be not as though they are, be not always, they're already there. He's already, like I said, he's provided everything. If you can see it, you can have it. You have to work on your imagination, and you have to practice saying what the Lord God says. And so I never saw myself in the natural. I never saw myself as living on a fixed income. I never thought of myself that way. It was a fact. But that's not what God said about me. He was giving me page after page after page, and I was writing them down and dating them in 2004 and 5 when I was in that position and a prison ministry, which I did for 11 years, working with the inmates and counseling them and ministering to them. But he started me out washing off the table. I have a place to put my Bible to where I'm at today. But you start, you know, a lot of people want to start at the top, but you always have to have a foundation. And I hope you understand that. You just can't come from, you know, 1 to 10 at once. And I'm not saying that I've arrived. I've not arrived by no means. But the Lord has given me a different ministry. It's not that it's better. It's just different, reaching different people and being able to reach more people through the radio stations and the TV and the YouTube that he's been blessing me with. And I'm so thankful for that. And I can also say this, it will be the most important decision you'll ever make. It was the most important decision I've ever made. When you make the decision to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he will always be with you. You'll never be alone again. You'll never be an outcast again. You really never will. Maybe people might still think of you as outcast because maybe some people have a little bit more than you do. But I'm so thankful that God don't look at us because of what we own and what we don't own. As a matter of fact, he looks more favorably on the ones that don't own than the ones that do own. Because the reason why he's giving it to the people that have the blessings, he blesses you to be a blessing. And if he's blessing you and you're not being a blessing, he's not smiling on that. But if he's giving it to you and you've got your arms open and you're being a blessing to those that are less fortunate to you, then that's the purpose of the blessing. It's not to spend on yourselves. There's nothing wrong with spending some of it on yourselves, but you can't just hoard it all and not be a blessing to others. That was my prayer during that time when I was seeking the Lord and asking the Lord, you know, to provide. And I said, Lord, I just pray that you'll make me a blessing and I can be a blessing and dispense good unto others. So the Lord has blessed me and placed me in a position where I can be a blessing to those others. And so I thank God for that. And I don't take any credit for that. God has kept his promise. He has made me a blessing and put me in a position where I can help others that's less fortunate. So he did his part, I do my part, you know, and I want to do a sermon one day on if, because the Bible is filled with ifs. God says, I will do this if you'll do that. I'll do this if you do that. But most of the time, we only get the part that, you know, we want to do. We don't do exactly what God's asking us to do. We don't do that if part. You know, he said, if you'll be obedient, I'll do this. If you'll do this, I'll do that. But most of us are wanting that. I even get emails where people say that they're mad with God, you know, because they've tithed, they've given, they've done this and they've done that. Well, I want you to know it's not based on what you do. It's based on what Jesus has done. You know, you don't earn him by your works. You did it by his works, by his sacrifice. So everything else we get is by love, but because he loves us, and by grace, and by accepting him as our provider and our source. We don't accept our banks, our employers, and all. We don't, you know, they're not our provider. God is our provider. God is their provider. And you need to pray for your businesses. You need to pray for them, because as long as they're prospering and you're praying, you're going to prosper. You know, and like I said, even if you feel like you're alone, you know, sometimes we feel like we're alone, and sometimes we can even wake up in the morning and feel like we're not saved. But you know, I don't care how anointed you are and how long you've been saved and how filled with the Holy Spirit you are, there are going to be mornings and days when you feel like, well, I don't feel saved today. But you know, I thank God that it's not based on our feelings. I thank God that it's based on the blood of Jesus Christ and not on my feelings, because the Bible says that you cannot trust your feelings. He said they will lie to you. He said your feelings are the most deceitful of all things. And he says in Numbers, and they will lie to you. So you can't trust your feelings. Just trust the Word of God. And the Word of God says you're one with him and he's one with you. And it was the blood of Jesus that has set you free. and to keep you from being outcast. It's not what people think and say about you. I don't care what they say about me. I'm only interested in what God thinks about me, and as long as I'm trying to be obedient and I don't get it right all the time, but I do my best, I try. Deuteronomy 31:6 says in a New Living Translation, he said, so be strong and be courageous. He said, do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He said, he will neither fail you nor abandon you. He said, never, never. Hallelujah. Think about that. Jesus will always be with you, for he comes to live in you. Wherever you are, there he is too. You know, somebody says, well, we'll see a move of God. I said, you know, to see a move of God, if you've got the Spirit of God living on the inside of you, all you have to do is just move from one side to the other, and you've seen the move of God. Because God's living in me. The Holy Spirit's living in me. Jesus is living in me. That's his home. That's his temple. And so we have to be careful how we treat the temple of the living God. We cannot take that lightly. Believe me, we cannot take that lightly. It says here in John 17:23, he says, I will be with them and you will be in me, so they will be completely one. You might want to write that down. In John 17:23, it says, I will be in them and you will be in me, so they will be completely one. We were made one. It says, and then the world would know that you sent me and that you love them just as you love me. And what he's saying, friends, God is saying that he loves you just as much as he does Jesus. And I know that sounds hard to believe, but those that read the Bible and know the word know this is true. That I didn't say this. God said this. He said, God is saying that he loves you. He will give you a new heart. In Ezekiel 36:25, it says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you, and that is his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit. And let me forewarn you, there's a lot of spirits being let loose in the world today, and a lot of those spirits are being let loose amongst the children of God and a lot of the churches. Not only in the preaching, in the singing, in all of it. Be forewarned that the Holy Spirit is the only spirit that makes any difference, that has any say, and is going to overcome all the others. They think they are, but they're not. There's no way. We have read the end of the Bible, and we know how it's going to end. So don't get upset, don't worry, don't fret, don't be afraid. Jesus is coming back, and he knows your name. Yeah, he's already got your name in the book, and you don't want it rubbed out. I don't care. You know, people can fire me, they can rub my name out, but that's okay. That's okay. Jesus said, I will remove from you the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. In Hebrews 10:17, in the Voice Translation, he says, you know, and I just think this is so awesome. He said, I will erase their sins and wicked acts out of my memory as though they never existed. He wiped all of those things that I did in the past before I became a new creature. He wiped every one of those out of his memory to remember them no more. However, the enemy will constantly try to remind you of some of the things that you did in the past before you became a new creature. But you just need to open up your mouth when the enemy tries to tell you that and say, God, I thank you that I'm a new creature in Christ. And you said, anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature, that all things have passed away and that all things have become new. So I don't care what Satan puts in my mind. I don't go down that road. I say, no, I don't go down that road. I don't. That person that did that died. She does not live anymore. I am a new creature with a new heart. And the person that did those things does not exist anymore. So I give God all the praise and all the glory for that. Because only he can change a person. Only God can change a person. Only God can turn it around for you. Only he can forgive you. And only he will forget it. Hallelujah. It says here in Isaiah 43:25, if you're writing it down, God said, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember them anymore. He's not even doing it for your sake. The Bible says he's doing it for his sake, that he's wiping them out and not remembering them anymore for his sake. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we just said that therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Praise God. I think that's so powerful. In Psalms 103, in the voice it says, despite all your many offenses, despite all of your offenses and all of my offenses, I want you to know that he has forgiven and released us. More than any doctor, it also added this, what I thought was kind of strange, but more than any doctor, he heals all your diseases. He threw that in. In verse 4, it says, he reaches deep into the pit. It says, he reaches deep into the pit to deliver you from death. He crowns you with unfailing love and compassion like a king. In other words, some of us was deep into a pit of sin and on our way to hell, because if you don't know Jesus, you might as well be dead. It's death. But he said he reached deep into the pit and released us and escaped us. Numbers 23:19, it says, we were talking about this earlier, it said, our God is not a man that he should lie. He is not human. So he does not change his mind, not like people do. You know, people will make you a promise, and sometimes they'll keep it and sometimes they don't. But we serve a God that he makes promises, he keeps them. He never breaks a promise. If it's in the word, he keeps it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful that he's not like people. The Bible says he's never spoken and failed to act. In other words, he always does exactly as he's promised, and he's never promised and failed to act. Friends, God has made many promises, and I want you to get this. God has made many promises, but tomorrow is not one of them. No person is promised tomorrow. And I'm going to say that again. God made many promises, but tomorrow is not one of them. No person is promised tomorrow. In closing, I would like to say that there is an epidemic of loneliness in the world today. People were lonely before the virus. However, the virus only magnified the loneliness. Satan had a field day. I want you to know, folks, that Satan had a field day separating God's children from each other and putting us 6 feet apart. Not only was he putting us 6 feet apart, he was keeping us locked in our house, locked out of our churches, locked out of our schools. All these things, you know, they said weren't necessary. But we also know that all the other, you know, the package stores, the liquor stores, or all these other things were opened up. But the churches that were closed, the schools were closed, anywhere that you might get a word, they tried to shut it off, and they tried to make, I don't know what they were trying to make out of you, but I do know this, it was a satanic attack, and they were trying to condition you. And you're going to have to understand, you cannot allow anything or anyone to condition you. Only God himself can mold you into his image and into his likeness. And as long as he's doing the molding, you're going to be safe. If you put your trust in him, you will be safe. You always will be safe. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. But please stop listening to all this fake news. Stop listening to all of this stuff. It's putting you in fear. It's coming against your faith. It's causing your faith to waver. And you don't want, this is not a time to be wavering in your faith. This is a time to get that faith filled up. You're going to see some days coming. You think you've seen it now, but you ain't seen nothing. You have seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing as to compare to what's coming toward us. And I'm so sad that I appreciate all of you in here, and God is smiling on all of you, and God is personally going to bless each one of you individually for being here today. But I'm telling you, the day is coming, and it's short, when a lot of the people that wish they were sitting in these empty seats, they're going to be coming here and getting on their knees in front of Jesus Christ, and they're going to say, I wished I'd have been in that seat. I wished I'd have heard that word. I wished I'd have taken Jesus and made him Lord and Savior of my life. I'm glad that, you know, I wished I'd have got that calling. I wish that I had listened to that still voice that was calling to me. I wish that. But it's going to be too late. And I hope that those that are listening online will understand this. It's going to be too late. If you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior now, and before He comes, it's going to be too late. He wants to get you out of that pit of sin. He wants to bring you up and elevate you on a higher level. He wants to put you up into the kingdom of God. He don't want you to be seated. He wants you to be standing. He wants you to come up and stand before Him where He can say, good servant, well done. But I'm telling you, when Jesus was angry with those people because they had so much to do, there's people today that will come to me when I leave here and say, well, Pastor Joe, I really wanted to go today, but I really had to go see so-and-so. Maybe it was a ball game. Maybe they had to go hunting. Maybe they had to go fishing, whatever they had to do. Well, I tell you what, I don't know if there's hunting and fishing in heaven or not, but they're not going to get a chance to find out. Let that soak in. We have decisions to make. One of the decisions that we have to make is that we have to be in unity. We have to come together, black, white, Indian, Jew, whatever, it doesn't matter. We're all God's children. We all, you know, the Bible says there's only one blood. So we're all one blood. It doesn't say anything about color or nationality. It doesn't matter. Like I said, Satan had a field day, and he's trying to do it again. And now so many people are still afraid to get close to one another. That Satan, that pleases him too. But we need to put our trust in God to keep us, protect us, and watch over us. Friends, Jesus knows your name, and He's calling your name today like He did for Zacchaeus those many years ago in Jericho. And like Zacchaeus, you may have been called many names, but today Jesus is calling your name. He is inviting you. He's giving you an invitation to become part of His kingdom. Jesus is waiting for you with open arms. And the Bible says Jesus is the only one who can save people. His name is the only power in the world that has been given to save anyone. We must be saved through Him. And listen to this, you must be saved through Him, not Muhammad, not Buddha, not Confucius, or any other god. Jesus says, but according to John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through and by me. I plead with you today, do not let this opportunity pass you by. Salvation is only in the name of Christ, by the authority of Christ. Salvation is absolutely, totally free, friends. Being a Christian is a life with only advantages. Only advantages. And you will have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. I thank you, God, that you're faithful even when we're not faithful, that you're still faithful. I thank you for your presence here today. I acknowledge your presence, Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for being here and magnifying your presence here. Your presence has been magnified, and we're so thankful for that. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one. And Lord, I know that you hold them special in your sight. And I know that I know that I know that I know that you have special blessings in store for each and every one of them. For you said, Lord, that you would reward us. And I thank you, Father, that you will reward them. And I thank you again for them and pray that you'll continue to bless them. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.